Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm very upset with NASCAR's decision to remove Slayer as a sponsor of the 54 car driven by J.J. Yaley in the Bristol Saturday night NRA night race, the Bass Pro Shops Energy Cup. Race that no one watches, that absolutely no one on the face of the earth watches.
Nobody.
They're apparently the NASCAR people have pulled the plug on that plan.
Yeah, they actually, the car looked awesome. It had Slayer logos all over it because they're promoting their final tour, their farewell tour.
Wrapping up their career.
Yes, and they had a bunch of really cool Slayer logos all over the car with some barbed wire and stuff. It was really awesome.
Yeah, I saw the band did say that after nearly 40 years, the Slayer apparently remains as terrifying to some as ever.
That's it.
So what happened was the owner, Rick Ware Racing, had to put pods moving in storage on the car for the race now. I've had those in my driveway before, the moving and storage pods. But I have, the info here says that they yanked the sponsorship because apparently a bunch of other sponsors got very concerned about having them on one of the cars. It said that longtime participating sponsors were not in favor of this. So Slayer has been pulled.
Which ones? Like, you know, the NRA that's sponsoring that race? Yeah, because right now Slayer's a lot scarier than the NRA, let me tell you.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Is the NRA gun race?
The two sponsors are Bass Pro Shops and the NRA.
I don't have a problem with Bass Pro Shops. And dare you say anything about the NRA, someone will kill you. Don't they? Is that what they do?
No, but Slayer's the one we're scared of.
But we're supposed to be afraid of Slayer. But isn't it the NRA people? If you say anything bad about them, don't they, like, send someone to kill you? I mean, don't they? Isn't that what they solve everything with, guns? Is that about right? I'm just glad they're having an automobile race, all the gun owners. It's awesome. How pathetic is that? Like, how bad is NASCAR now, honestly, that they can't even handle that? Like, here's a newsflash for you, NASCAR, France and company, the people that run that thing. Here's the interest in your sport right about now. You know that colonoscopy I'm having on Monday morning? The drink that you have the night before the surgery is named after NASCAR.
Your sport is dying. You should take any sponsorship money you can. Doesn't matter who it gives it to.
Listen, it wouldn't even matter if Slayer were on every car
in the race. We should do a race where it's like all different heavy metal and, you know, goth metal and all this. You put like Gwar on a car, Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax. Do a whole series of it.
Listen, honestly, I have a list here. I'm looking at, like, I know it's not for any reason whatsoever, but I'm looking at the list of sports like on ESPN right now, and they literally have NASCAR below the CFL and cricket. I mean, honestly, they literally, and I mean, F1 is like a mile ahead of them. And no one, does anyone in this country care about Formula One racing? Anyone alive? The WNBA is like 100 spots in front of them. Rugby is more popular than NASCAR. Rugby. Listen to this. Girls softball is beating NASCAR. Esports absolutely has relations with NASCAR. I mean, they literally just do them. Okay? And then analytics are more popular than NASCAR. The only thing NASCAR is more popular than, and it says here, right here, is the X Games, which is now X Games 5 billion. They've had so many X Games, you want to kill yourself. No one cares about that anymore because they've had so many of them. It's diluted, you know, completely, saturated. How many of those do they have? Winter, summer, I mean, oh my God, the X Games. You think they? How about these guys? He's won 79 gold medals in X Games. I mean, every guy there has won 50 of them.
Look, we've said this a billion times. We know what their problem is, NASCAR. They have no stars. Nobody knows who these guys are, right?
Not only do they have no stars, it's boring.
Right, but
it's so boring. You want to gouge your eyes out.
They had a little bit of the market when they had some guys, and even Danica Patrick, you know, they had some known people driving these cars. You can't pick these guys out of a lineup that are driving these NASCAR cars.
I didn't like it
the
when
the average sports fan cannot pick 38 out of the 40 NASCAR drivers out of a lineup.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Maybe not even all 40.
40? They couldn't name four. They couldn't name four. Let me tell you something. I like going to NASCAR races. I've been to 100.
I'm sure it's a great time.
But I don't like watching it. And that's just me. No offense to anyone. I know how sensitive you all are. But it just does nothing for me. I don't know what it is. It is bad. I mean, honestly, even when they had all the stars racing, because I like Smoke, I like Dale Jr., all those guys, Jeff Gordon, all the rest of them. They had so many, right? Jimmy Johnson. How about that guy? What's he won? 7 or 8 titles, and no one cares. I mean, no one cares at all. Like, that guy, he could walk right down the street, no one would know him. Do you believe that? That he could walk right down the street, and you wouldn't know him? If you were at Disney World, and he walked by, you wouldn't know who it is.
No.
I mean, seriously. Baker Mayfield and Jimmy Johnson were walking together down the street in Disneyland. Who do you think they would notice? Baker Mayfield.
99 out of 100.
They'd ask the other guy to take the picture. Hey, can you hold this camera? Can you take a picture of us, sir? Thanks so much. Oh, wait, that's Jimmy Johnson? Who's that? I'm serious.
And he's it with them right now. Who else besides? And he is their most known name.
He's still driving.
I know, but other than him, I'm saying he's the only one that if you said his name, the average sports fan would at least go, oh, that guy's a NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
The other 39 or 40 guys that are driving right now?
You think they know the Bush brothers?
Maybe. That's probably the closest. Is there anybody else I'm missing there that, I mean, is...
Joey Logano?
No way. No shot.
Keselowski?
No way. I'm talking the average sports fan.
No way.
Only what
they don't know anything.
Maybe we'll tune into the Daytona 500.
Who carries the races anymore?
Everybody. That's another problem. They're on everywhere. Like each week to week, you don't know if they're on Fox, NBC.
I haven't watched a NASCAR race in 10 years. I mean to tell you, I haven't literally watched anything that they do in so long. It's not even funny. I'm just being honest. No offense to it, because I've been to a million races. I think they're great. But I've long since given up on that sport. Hate me all you want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.